Welcome to Joy Titans.
The number one podcast for talking about who? Starring Nate Varone.
People don't realize
it's Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to clear something up just for, I don't know if some people are going to be shocked by this, but that's not how you pronounce my last name. Varone. It's just how the AI.
And Nate, how do you pronounce it?
You're going to have to guess. I'm never going to reveal it. It's very, very, very different than how you would imagine it to be pronounced.
Nate Barón. That's the most Spanish style.
Nate.
Way of saying that.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Varone, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
I guess it is right in the Italian pronunciation of it, because the E's are
Nate
Varone.
Megan the Italian? Does that
make sense? The Italian. The Italian stallion.
Megan the Italian?
Don't start freestyling, man. The podcast is over now if we start freestyling, because I'm going to want to join. Oh, fuck. Scallion pancakes. Yo.
Jack, you got a new mic set up, bro. You got
the
maximum security,
isolation chamber microphone.
What you don't realize is, yes, my microphone is on a mic stand so that I don't keep accidentally unplugging the wire. And how curious, I used a wire to defeat another wire. My God, how smart. This is a 2002 FireWire 400 port, looks like, into a mini DV out thing there. And you can't hack this, by the way. This is the organic technology that we're going to need to be leaning into once AI starts tapping into our fucking, you know, electronic
capabilities.
Right.
I can't wait for your organic technology seminar YouTube series.
Do you guys realize that that we are like highly sophisticated style electronic creatures and beings?
One more time.
Do you guys realize that we are highly sophisticated electronic creatures and beings? Is that ringing a bell for you? Is that tea right now?
Yes
bubbles,
and no.
Bubbles. It's enough.
It's enough, Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Bubbles. Put the headphones on Bubbles for a second. Let me say something to that phone.
Bro, yeah, I wish Bubbles could hear us so I could tell Bubbles to shut the fuck up.
Bubbles is basically her breakfast is over, and now she's dragging that fucking bowl around, thinking that there might be a little bit more that she missed. Bubbles, it's enough.
Epic rap battles of history.
Can Bubbles, I guess if you had like a mound of food, like a huge pile of food that was as tall as you out in your apartment, would Bubbles eat the whole thing, or does Bubbles have like self-restraint?
No, I think that she would, she would eat until she was sick. Like, just like me. I mean, similar. How interesting.
How interesting.
Now, who's that, Jack? That's you. Dude.
Grow that hair back, dude.
That's a kid who's ready, who's successful and participating in society.
You look like you're in like a 1980s rom-com and you're the woman. You know what I mean? Pull that back up.
Excuse you got the feather me, bro. Hair.
I guess I do look a bit familic.
Oh, damn.
What type of shirt is that? Is that
that's a Reba McEntire
American
cut.
Eagle?
Something was going on with this kid, huh? Why is it like that? Why does he look like that?
Are you at the lunch table? Where is that?
Really don't know. There's a bunch of old people all around us who I do not recognize. Damn, what the fuck is this?
And Eric, what are you sipping on, man? Coffee?
It tastes like an iced Americano. Mmm.
From where? Starbucks?
Milk. No. Independent coffee show store, I think. Not sure from where. Not sure from where.
Your assistant got it for you?
Yeah, my assistant. Yeah, exactly. Dude, they're expensive, but they're fucking worth it. What amount of money would you need to make per year to hire an assistant? I was just thinking about this.
$40,000.
I bet you could get a virtual assistant.
I'm well
assistant.
On my way, dude.
You're halfway there,
I'm
bro.
Getting there quickly.
Oh, by the time you're 38, you're going to be right on the tail of that.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to fucking make $40,000 here.
Old assistant. Pennywise. Ms. Punny. What's her name?
Damn, Eric.
Ms. Moneypenny.
Mm. Pennywise, the clown. Who's Ms. Moneypenny? Is that from Powerpuff Girls?
That's James Bond's Moneypenny. Look at Moneypenny, man.
When are they going to really start reaching with the casting of James Bond? Everyone's like, oh, what's it going to be?
I heard a fun fact about Ian Fleming. You guys don't know this, that James Bond was based on a book.
Bullshit.
You thought it was just a movie, didn't you?
Bullshit.
Yeah.
It works so well in the filmic form, though.
I know. Well, a lot of films like that do work well in the filmic form originate in literature. And Ian Fleming, do you know how he wrote this book?
Who the fuck is Ian Fleming?
He's an author.
Okay.
James Bond author.
Is that it, though?
He's the real James Bond. It's an autobiography. No, I'm kidding. he went to... he went to a seaside cabin. I don't know where. And holed up for like a month or two. And was isolated from everything in the world. Got rid of all the distractions. And sat down in his seaside cabin by the ocean or a lake. I don't know what type of water it was. And cranked out that fucking thing. 007.
This is your fantasy, bro. This is right up your alley.
Literally.
Can I speak on this, bro? This shit doesn't fucking work. Okay, I rented a cabin completely by, not a cabin, I was in, all right, a little different. I was in the back house of somebody else's house for a month at Virginia Beach, totally isolated. You know what I did for a fucking month? I got addicted to cigarettes and Fortnite in my 30s. So this shit is a lie.
You can't be alone like that. Like, yeah, that's and the, jerking that's it.
No, Eric, I have never jerked it yet. I've only ever watched porn when I got tricked into watching it.
I thought you were going to say I've only watched people jerk it.
Well, that too for... biology class, yeah.
So you're saying that we need to go where?
We need to all go away individually and work on our podcasting skills alone. Go away and record solo podcasts for 6 months at a time, every single day. Come back, record 1 8-hour marathon episode that will shock the world.
Can I say something humiliating?
Mm-hmm.
Not that long ago, a couple months ago, I tried recording a solo podcast. I think this is because a project I was working on had just been canceled. And I was like, I have to sell out now. I have to fucking just, you know what I'm saying? And I recorded a test episode of a solo podcast that was like, not really a podcast. It was like a green screen, like, you know, kind of like a different version of that video magazine thingy that I do, but like centered around a talking guy, me. It was really dark. I did like that idea that,
So you have an unreleased episode?
I have an unreleased hour-long episode.
Is it like
of humor?
Is the green screen like edited in? Is it like edited or
it's green screen? I'm in like a really dark. It's on green screen. I'm in like a really dark, like Batman type of like high rise with the windows all the way out, and there's like a dark thunderstorm. And I made it so that the light you can like barely see me. I wanted it to be like the darkest, like least lit, like talk show that you've ever seen, and. It's humiliating. Like
you should drop it, dude, on the Patreon. I bet it's incredible.
I don't think I can do that. I would drop 30 seconds of it, or even I'll drop an image of it. How about that?
Give us the still. Give it to us.
But that's it's funny. Do you think you really have the strength and willpower to sell out? Because a lot of people talk shit about sellouts, but that actually seems way harder than
you
not
know
selling
what
out.
Selling yeah. out is another word for being able to appeal to the masses. And if you think that you can flip a switch and be able to hit 80% of the pop, general pop, you know, you got another thing coming, because some of these people are blessed by God. Theo Von, fucking Bobby Lee, Andrew Santino.
But I'm talking like, you know,
Austin Butler. If you wanted to go Austin Butler with it instead of Union Hall.
No, no. You're thinking in a different
way.
Those
are the two paths.
I'm saying numbers. Those people have no fucking numbers compared to what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Mr. Beast. I'm talking about get ready with me while I try the new fucking Jean Bing restaurant. I'm talking about fucking doing all these things at once and posting fucking clips from other people's podcasts, just stealing it, and then a fucking cat getting born underneath it. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. The attention master.
I'm saying not even selling out, simply, you know, in a murderous way, getting as many interactions as possible so that you can fucking link up with fucking Sobe coconut water deal. You know what I'm saying?
We should have a TikTok shop sales competition where we have to clear, we have to clear 500 grand in two months of TikTok shop. And we're like every day.
It's like
trying to find that fucking, that item that hits crazy. Dude, you know what I think? Have you guys ever had a TikTok shop thing that appealed to you? Where you're
not
like,
one.
Because whenever I see a TikTok shop thing, I'm like, scroll. Anytime I see an ad, I scroll so fucking fast. But sometimes, you know what gets me sometimes is cat toys. It's not products for me, it's for my, because when I see a person with a new sort of in crazy cat toy, I'm like, man, yeah, I'm seeing that cat play with that fucking automated like
string,
fucking rat string thing that just, you know, you put a battery in it and it just goes on its own.
So yeah, you are kind of pulled by that. Empathetic. Dude, I knew you weren't selfish and I knew you weren't greedy. And this tells it, this kind of shows it to me. You care about another creature. I'm down
but
to
I
do
feel
that.
Like I could sell cat toys, you know?
You know
I
what
feel
I
like
think
I
we should
clear some cat toys on TikTok shop.
Well,
that's
you have
I'm
the
saying.
Jackson. Once Jackson Galaxy passes, you have to fucking line your beard up in the same way and take the helm from him.
Get some nipple rings.
Yeah.
Imagine he gets murdered by a cat.
Oh.
Excuse me?
They'd have to say ironic.
You mean a cat like Keanu?
What's that mean? Reeves?
Remember that movie Keanu?
No.
Starring
Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele, damn.
As a cat?
Yeah, I never saw that one.
No, the cat really? Is one of the characters. Here's what
you
I'm
know
saying,
what?
Though.
Yeah.
What? About the brand deals? Well, this is what I think we should do as a podcast, and the listeners can help us pitch and figure out how we want to do this. We need to be racing, speaking of the title of the episode, racing to a brand deal. The race to a brand deal. 30 days to unlock. A fucking brand deal.
Fortune 500. No, not any brand. No.
Fortune 500 brand.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what? We have to get the listeners up. We have to be doing fucking clips. We have to be fucking doing body transformations. We have to be selling ourselves pictures of ourselves being sexual. We have to do what else?
Collaborating. That's the name of the game. This is with whom? With whoever literally. Just go into ChatGPT, say make a list of everybody from all countries who have over fucking 20,000 followers and start emailing them, please, now. And then every day, all day.
This is all wrong. You guys are going all the wrong way. What we need is drama and we need to be dating famous chicks. So we need a PR person who can hook us up with a fake relationship, each one of us.
Famous so, chicks.
My chick is famous in my household. Notice how I don't get in the doghouse with you guys.
She's a queen to me.
What's that from? Rap World?
Yeah, but I think I got the line wrong.
Oh, and yet you are.
To me. Right. Right, so, Nate, right.
Teach us, man. Teach us.
Wait, should we go around and say which famous chicks each of us would date if we were single?
If we were single, we just okay. Smash
pass. But no, no, but
and we
I mean,
don't have
real.
The option of getting fucking, of jumping off a bridge.
Right, yeah. There's you have to date a famous
to save the world.
Okay. To save the world.
I would be definitely with
No, you can't say your own.
Oh. Fuck.
I didn't
dude.
Pick that up either, Nate.
God damn.
We're
it.
Saying all each right. other. So Jack
well,
and I
hope you guessed the one that I had in mind for myself.
I'd like to guess that.
Lindsay Lohan? Lindsay?
Nope.
Is it Queen Bee?
I would like to. I would gladly like to.
Is she over 30 or under?
Is she with us?
Over. This is like a guessing game, and it's two people.
Amarada?
Very. It's two people that are very similar people. Looking to one another.
Lord and Charlie
Venus
X.
Venus and Serena Williams.
No.
Who else could
that
be?
That would be amazing, dude. I would love to date a high-level athlete. That would be amazing, dude.
Ronda
I feel like
Rousey.
I would learn so much.
Ronda Rousey.
That what discipline. Could it's be? The Olsen twins.
No. Oh. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nate, that
really? But they're so focused on fashion.
But the first type of paparazzi shots would be like, which Olsen twin is it? So then there'd be an extra sort of layer of like in mystery and intrigue.
Mm.
So it's not one hit, it's two. So then they find out which Olsen twin it is. And then they see that I'm dating actually both of them. So it's like they switch, you know. So it's like three layers of press. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Wow. I have one it's word like, to describe the Olsen twins. Okay. Delightful.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, Eric.
Delightful.
Where'd you just go in your head after that?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of who you're going to have, Jack.
What
so
is
Nate's on? Oh, with the Olsen more. Twins. Jack. Do you know who you want to be with?
What is the point of this again? What's my goal with this?
To get press.
Oh, right.
Chick.
To get press. Yeah. Right.
To blow.
Oh, whoops. Guess what? I am taking a motherfucking Glock 9 to the back of Travis Kelce's head, and Taylor Swift is bailing me out, and we are going to flee the country together. And yeah, you can see us in the paparazzo up in Italy, sailing in my own, riding a fucking jet ski around Venice. And everyone's trying to stop me, but I got the murdered out Pope Mobile style jet ski, and no one could ever catch us.
Mm-hmm. See but how smart. Only use protected. Taylor's got it.
No, Taylor's in the jet ski Pope Mobile with me too.
Oh, all right.
So yeah, you tell me I'm not gonna get a fucking motherfucking Panda Express brand deal or whatever after that, all that comes out. I couldn't think of anything better than fucking Panda Express.
You know what we should fucking do, by the way? I'm serious about this. Because you know that people who are losing weight are flocking to Panda Express for the macro, the very balanced macro meals that they're serving. You can get regular grilled chicken. You can get steamed broccoli. You can get a small portion of white rice. Okay? It's healthy, bro.
It's healthy. Why don't you just skip all that shit and say, hey, let me get a cup of liquid carcinogens and just congeal that shit. Okay? What is healthy, really?
Bro,
can I confess something?
Stop being a devil's
dude?
Advocate, please, man.
I was born to advocate for the devil.
Damn. Is there a movie called The Devil's Advocate that we could write?
Not the yet. Devils?
There's that movie about the elevator. Devil? What's it called?
The Devil Wears Prada. Bro, The Devil's Advocate, of course it's a movie. Pacino. Yeah. Keanu. The Devil is a lawyer.
What about The Devil's Syndicate? Is that a movie yet?
The Devilish Syndicate?
The Delicious Syndicate?
The Devilish White Syndicate?
What is a syndicate?
So wait a minute. What were we just talking about 1 second ago? Oh, here's what I was going to say.
Press. Yeah. Famous chicks.
Well,
our
on
favorite
the macros
topics.
Thing, yeah. I want to confess something, man. I want to fucking say something. I am out on the macros. I am out on the progressive overload. I'm fucking out.
Have you lost your mind?
I'm out.
You must have lost your fucking mind because you're talking crazy.
I'm out on protein. I'm not eating it anymore. I'm out on progressive overload. I'm not doing that anymore. I just want to chill. And that's it.
Okay.
Stop trying to get me to work out all the time.
Okay. I'm changing, sad to hear that, man, because you were making progress. And I could see your arms are looking good. When's the last time you curled something with those?
Realistically?
Mm-hmm.
8 weeks.
Excuse me?
8 weeks in some without countries, pull them up.
Pull them
How
up,
are you
pull
alive
them up.
Right now, bro? Oh.
La, yeah. La, la.
And Eric, I see you doing the reverse Anna Nicole Smith. And dating Nicole sort of an ancient billionaire chick just for the money.
But bro, Anna Nicole famously didn't get the money.
I know, but you're going to exactly. You're going to go through like a crazy legal battle with the children and try and claim that like you really were in love. Also, how did she lose that battle, that legal battle? Like they were married, right?
They were married, but like apparently it wasn't signed correctly.
Ice cube, no swallow, no chew.
Here's my fucking strategy for a little bit of press that we could desperately need. By the way, my idea was this about the Panda Express. We do Panda Express only diet for a month. One of us does only orange chicken. Nate, that's you. One of us does only fucking sesame chicken. Jack, that's you. And I'll do the balanced meals. And we'll see who looks the best at the end.
Wait, what do you mean balanced meals? Like eating vegetables? Because
the healthy meals I was talking about that you guys were roasting. I'll eat those. And yeah, we'll see who looks the best after a month.
Sometimes the best looking person is more about their facial expression than their physique. Say that at a bodybuilding show, by the way.
That's true.
You got a shit ass body, but you're up on stage like this. That's when you win.
The face card. That's called the face card, bro.
Facial aura.
Okay, here's my idea for the. Here's what I'll do because you guys are thinking small. You're dating one chick, or in Nate's case, two. Here's what I do.
You want to date every chick in the world?
Elaine Benes. Or I meant to say Julio Louis-Dreyfus. Then Lisa Kudrow. Then Courtney Cox, then Jennifer Aniston, then Julie Bowen from Modern Family, then the Sarah Chalk from Scrubs, Elliot, then the nurse on Scrubs, who I thought was even much hotter. Then I go
Why don't you
all
respect
the sitcom
women?
Star, all the sitcom stars, boom, boom,
in 24-hour period. You date all these people?
24-hour slices, and I film it like the Chicken Shop date with Amelia Demeldenberg or whatever. Then
Mildenberg. Yep.
You're filming this whole thing?
That's right.
Oh my god. The cheating the
It's not cheating, bro, because I break their hearts at the end of the 24-hour cycle.
The chlamydia speed run.
No.
The heartbreak.
Not like that. But you see what I'm saying? These people are all famous from entertaining the America through TV. And if I can kind of get in the middle of that, that means I'm getting to the heart of America, I think.
But here's where you're a fool, because you don't see the decline of the legacy media, okay? The
legacy media is fine, bro. I don't know what you're talking about. It's fine. It's very healthy.
You're living in a state of denial. That's what I just learned. So, because it's not. Okay? I want you to go on YouTube. I want you to look at Mr. Beast's clip, and then I want you to pull up the fucking best moments from The Fresh Prince. Which one has more views? That's all I got to say. Keep my wife's name. You know what I've been...
You're fucking...
I've been starting all my stand-up sets with that lately, and it's been feeling really good. I just do this. I say, keep my wife's name out, and I put the mic out, and it gets people fucking hype.
Are you really doing that?
Death to Chris Rock. I swear to God, yeah.
That is so funny.
People like saying it, you know?
They like saying death to Chris Rock?
In Philly, they liked it. They like to say that. That's West Philadelphia. Of course they want to say that.
Oh, that is good. Comedy's alive and well, for certainly.
Comedy's alive and well, and it lives in the
Are you? What are the comedians from your guys' respective towns? Are there any homegrown Seattle? Joel? Could you be the Seattle?
Hail.
The biggest comedian from Seattle. Could you be the biggest comedian from Washington, D.C.? Yours is tough, Jack, because
I think Dave Chappelle
is from.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, no way.
That's really.
I don't even think I could make like the top 4,000.
What comics are from Seattle? Are there any?
We got Joel McHale. We got
that's the tall be a guy tough from to...
Whose Line Is It Anyways?
Ryan Stiles.
What's that?
Ryan Stiles?
Yeah, Ryan Stiles. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's right. Who else is the same as from Seattle?
Kurt Cobain.
Well, yeah. I mean,
there's a lot of rock musicians isn't Nirvana from there? Where the music scene is popping in Seattle.
Yeah, it was buzzing. Okay, here we go. I mean, let's look at this. Macklemore, Chris Cornell, rest in peace. Jeffrey, Dean, Morgan from Walking Dead, Mr. Hendrix, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Ray Wilson, Bill Gates, Gene Smart, Kenny G, and Amanda Knox, and Bill Nye.
is a tough amount of, that's a pretty high caliber celebrity.
Jeff Probst.
Right there.
Mr. Probst. Jesus
Christ. Columbus, Ohio has got the most busted fucking people. Guy Fieri, Lil Bow Wow.
That's pretty good. I'm serious. Josh Dunn, Busy Bone. You're leaving out Simone Biles and R.L. Stein. Are you kidding me?
My personal friend, R.L. Stein, by the way.
Matt Rife. You know Matt Rife is from there?
I did know that, yeah.
Have you guys talked about that?
Personally, yeah. And DMs, yeah, many times.
Oh, you guys are screwed when you hear the list that I got cooking here for Virginia.
Let's hear
Listen to these names. George Washington, Patrick Henry, James Madison, Thomas Jefferson. Literally, you guys are fucked. Henry Clay. Wayne Newton. Clay. Ella Fitzgerald.
Newtown.
Skeet. Who's Skeet Ulrich? That's funny.
Skeet?
Constance Wu. Put some respect. Allen Iverson, the GOAT. My only tattoo. Allen Iverson. Sandra Bullock.
Wasn't Allen Iverson like he was scouted just like hooping on just a random court, if I remember correctly.
They found him in a fucking a Nick Breeze YouTube video. Do you know who that is?
I feel like he was just like hooping crazy just on the and just like a public basketball court, and they were just like, yo.
That's what you got to do. I mean, if you want to be in the NBA right now, I would advise you to go and put a collapsible basketball hoop in Times Square and just let the people see. Show them what you got.
Hella short, but going crazy on it. Yeah.
Well, that's why you shorten the hoop and you hire a bunch of even shorter people to watch you. Oh, he must be fucking 6'8".
They should have an adjustable hoop size that should automate towards the height of the player.
That's your subway take. 100% agree. Yep.
Because it's like it's a lot harder for somebody who's like 5'8" to hit that hoop than there is somebody who's 6'4", right? That's definitely more force that you have to put towards the basketball hoop because you're missing out on 7 inches, which is, you know, night and day if you're trying to make a basket.
It should
sense who has the ball at that time and kind of lower or raise depending on the person.
And the floor will tell the force. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nate, you know the men at the wire asking where you are, man.
Tell them I'm dead.
They were like,
I could kind of like come back like as a Jesus Christ type figure.
Some of them, one of the guys was like, wait, I didn't recognize you because of the hair. Wow, Saeed said that. Remember Saeed?
Yeah, of course. I miss Saeed, dude.
Do you miss Ron?
My best wishes.
Remember Ron?
Of course.
Nate, why aren't you working out, man?
Yeah, man.
I know I haven't worked out
in 2 months. Time to address this publicly.
I'm going to the Glendale Y right now.
Oh. Interesting.
Getting my points up so I don't get flagged in the system. I was a delinquent YMCA member.
They were pissed at you.
Like youth? I think you're a minor. A minor. Can I get my...
Well, we haven't talked about racing whatsoever.
I know. So
just quite frankly pissing me off at this point.
What racing is what? How would you define racing, Nate, in three words?
Three words. Competition between people.
Wow. Yeah. All right. I mean...
That's probably, yeah.
Essentially, that is correct.
That's pretty good.
I mean, in a sense, I could make an argument
for it. But it could be dogs, horses.
Yeah, racing. And you could have other competitions that aren't racing, but... Can I try that in three words?
Mm-hmm.
Speed-based competition. I thought I could beat that word, but I couldn't.
Racing with others.
You used the word.
Well, you can't use the word. Yeah.
Getting to the word to finish.
The finish is one word.
As fast as he can. Right. See, you guys respected my rule of saying three words, but I would have allowed you to say as many as you want, which means that you guys are submissive. I break the rules.
Pardon moi?
I create my own
rules. You're the dom of this podcast.
I always have been.
Dom relationship.
I always have been secretly.
I was 13 when I first got called a dom. I'm a fucking rabbi.
Oh, why did he call it? What? Why did he call you that?
Because I was disrespectful during my bar mitzvah.
And he called you a dom? You're doming everybody right now.
Yeah, but with pejoratively, he said that. This guy's a fucking dom. Get him out of here. He's not Jewish.
If you were able to tell that children were doms early on and then they were banished from society because there was a telltale sign that they were a nascent dom. Imagine that. Get him out of here. Banish him to the
that's
woods.
That's the new Handmaid's Tales.
A bunch of doms. Teenage doms in the woods. I don't like where this is going. I don't like
teenage vampire doms.
And by the way, teenage means 19 years old, by the way, to all you fucking freaks out there.
Yeah. Freakily.
Now, what else can we talk about? There's snowboard races, sailboat races, foot races, plane races,
eating races,
car races, eating races, human races. You see what I'm saying? There's all type of race.
Animal now, races.
Why is...
Fried races.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fried rice is fucking good. I haven't had that. I haven't had fried rice. I like fried rice.
We're getting way off topic. Right
putting
now.
It in,
stick to it.
Taking it out, putting it in. You know what I'm talking about, Nate?
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
You of course.
Don't? Okay, good.
Speak to me, oh toothless one. That's my favorite. I like how it gets like Shakespearean for a second.
Yeah.
Like, speak to me, oh toothless one.
Maybe that's
a video
not
if you're not familiar
at.
With the guy who's was in prison and he talks about like somebody farting and that being like a signal for a sexual signal to the rest of the inmates. You hear a juicy fart, he's like kind of turned on by it.
It's not right. It's not right to
speak to me, oh toothless one.
Mm-hmm. God, forget his name. So, what's your favorite type of? Damn, Jack. Yeah, I could tell. What now? What type of hat is that? Does that say Martha's Vineyard?
I wish it did, man. I fucking love that brand. But this is I actually don't know what it says.
Angel. Are you an angel, a princess, or a devil?
Why don't you get closer and find out?
Wait, I just got a note from Layla that said space race and arms race.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Layla. It's
interesting how races can be used by governments to gain control.
Space race, AI race without a trace.
Now, what if you have to go into one single race, to save your life, what race would you pick?
That you're gonna, that you would for sure win. Is that what you're saying?
It's like, what are you the most? What race are you the most likely to win?
Proficient at, yeah, okay,
yeah.
Well, that's nice. Maybe typing my own password. I don't think anyone could beat me at that.
You're thinking too outside the box. We need it to be more sort of regular.
Well, then okay. Someone else very will have to answer.
Would you pick a running race, a walking race, bicycling,
bisexual,
swimming, bisexual race?
Who can have sex with men and women equally the best?
As fast as you can.
Damn, it's definitely not a foot race, man. Definitely not sprinting. Definitely I'll say not that.
Literally, since I pulled my hammy, whatever, on the show, I can't run the same. That's a lifelong injury.
I don't think I will ever sprint again in my life. Just with seeing that, after seeing what? You, like it affected me because I'm like, I'm never doing that. Like I know.
I mean,
I know that would happen to me exactly. Maybe even worse if I started to go full.
Here's full the force message
with the sprint.
Use it or lose it. Use it or lose it.
If you're in your 20s, sprint. Go out there and sprint for me, please. Because it's like, yeah. Because just voyeuristically and film yourself sprinting. Because I want to live through you. Because you just can't be sprinting when you get past the age of 30. Because something's gonna.
You can
pop.
Do it. God.
When was the last time you sprinted, Jack? Have you sprinted?
You guys don't want to hear this, man, but I sprint. I don't work out, but I do activities.
When did you last sprint?
I sprint a lot, man. I sprint a lot. I don't get it. So 2 nights ago, we had a skills night where we all went to fucking Cooper Park over in East Williamsburg. And we all gathered around and we grilled a bunch of fucking... Mike D brought out the fucking little grill and made a bunch of steak tips, New Hampshire style, delicious. And we had a skills night, and the winner won a cool structure and a CKY hat and a cool painting. And we fucking did basketball, frisbee.
What were the
who was there?
The field goal. We did the snap pass from football. Who was there? Who wasn't there, man? It was a who's who. Me, Joe, Dan, fucking Mike. Ray, who I just met, Mike, Lindsay. Come on. The list is endless. There's a lot of people.
Sheesh.
And we did the overhead throw from soccer, but I'm sprinting all the time. I'm sprinting casually. I sprint, go get the frisbee. Oh, I'll go sprint over there. Oh, I'm going skateboarding. I'm going to sprint after my skateboard. Oh, I see a crime happening. I'm going to go catch them because that's how it's kind of citizen I am. Oh, there's the bus. I'm about to miss it. I'm going to be fucking late. My Israeli bosses are going to
fucking
smack
me. I love that. Testing out your skills. That's beautiful.
That's nice.
I feel like I could win being a below average at golf competition, like just at the cusp of being.
So
below
you're saying
average.
For people with mild physical handicap, not handicap.
Yeah.
But you see what I'm saying?
But handicap is a golf term. So, yeah,
I know. I was trying to put it all together for you there in a nice package. Nate's got some grace to his swing. I'll put it that way. From what I saw on that driving range.
I need to get on the fucking golf course.
I know. Well, you need a real bag, and you need to stop dragging around that cardboard box full of clothes. That is one of the funniest things.
Is that real?
A tall cardboard. You don't know about this, Jake?
No. What Nate are you talking about? You don't have a fucking golf club bag? You have a box? And you're dragging a box around?
That's
is that real?
What is a golf club bag? It just holds golf clubs, right?
There's a strap on it,
what's
man.
What's a box?
There's a kickstand on it, I bet.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need the strap, dude. I could hold a box the same way.
You deserve a strap, Nate. Tell yourself that.
Well,
you
I'm not like
it.
Going playing nine holes with this shit. I'm just like bringing it in my car and then bringing it to...
You deserve a bag, man. You need to reframe
golf range.
I deserve, with the amount of, you deserve a bag.
The amount of trash all around me right now in this filthy, disgusting room, I don't think I can, in good conscience, make fun of you for that.
Yeah, that's a very, like, I feel like, Jack, I feel like we're very aligned on the cardboard box golf bag there.
I admire it, frankly. It's collapsible, by the way, the box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nate, I could see you racing wise, be like fastest, like mixing of like pancake mix. You know what I'm saying? Like I could see you do this, like a giant ass, like 10 family pancake stirring.
Nate, have you ever tossed a pizza dough?
Ooh. You know what? Come that to think
might
of
be
it,
like a Harry Potter style skill for you, where you do it once and it's like everything starts floating in the room because you're so naturally gifted at it, just based off of your physique and blood.
That seems fun. It seems like a street vendor, you know, food vendor type skill that's fun to watch. You know,
would you guys fly to New York to go to the fucking Renaissance Festival with me?
Yeah. Yes. Wait.
Is it a particularly good Renaissance festival?
This is one of my favorite videos of all time. The racing guy, the rally racers, Samir. It's so good. Have you seen the video, Nate?
Yes, yeah, you guys have showed this to me.
Oh, I can't get enough of that video. Can you imagine being in a rally car like that?
How that would scary be fucking that would fun. Be?
Sammy, no.
I love that shit. Why does not much feel better than getting your body tossed around in any way? Getting fucking slammed and shaken like a fucking Gatorade?
Well, you might be addicted to a lack of control. Have you ever even considered that?
Why does that make sense? Why does that actually, no joke, make sense?
Because you live in a, I don't know. It's a chaotic world.
You could say where I live, man. Bum, 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 boom. Bum, bum, bum. In New York. Concrete jungle.
And Fort Greene.
Oh, shit. Sign off salute to Michael Cera. You did a great run out here, but...
Oh, he's out.
Couldn't take the heat.
Yep. Oh, hell nah.
Bye.
When's he coming on the pod, man? Michael?
Oh, probably Cera. To promote something.
We should challenge him to a boxing competition.
Jesus.
Box. What, you mean he's Michael on our Cera. Team on one? We're boxing others?
Sure.
Or yeah. What?
I thought like a 3-on-1 battle against Michael Cera.
It's not funny to joke about beating somebody, man. Do you guys think you'll ever be beaten?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And it'll That's be by destiny. Somebody's husband.
Someone's husband's going to beat you down from the back?
Yeah. Oh, better not be from the back. I would hate that.
I would be so pathetic getting beaten. I know I've talked about this a million times, but if I was getting beaten and it was filmed, the humiliation of watching
it
that
will
beating,
be, by the way. There's no way you're getting beaten up. It'll be, it's not going to be broadcasting.
It's going to be Carson Daly taking me out on live on air for disrespecting his career.
Is there anybody that would look really like cool being
getting beaten?
Grace, like having grace while getting the shit beat out of
me. Or being I'm not like, saying it sacrilegiously. I'm not saying it sacrilegiously. Jesus Christ was beaten badly. And he, from what I remember from the Bible and what I've imagined, he took that like a son of God would in my mind.
Well, I guess the cool way to grace do it right me. Is if you go, you get hit, smack. And some people are doing this, ooh, stop. See what I'm saying? And that came naturally to me. But what you do is this. Smack.
You're
anything
dead.
Else to me you want to do? See what I'm saying? Get it again. Ah, anything else, Les?
You know what makes me
it's
laugh?
It's hot in here.
Not laugh because I hate seeing people suffering, but when you watch the slap boxing things, I was just watching one where there's two women and one of them gets slapped, and you can tell it like literally is giving them nearly a concussion just from the force. And right afterwards, she goes, nope. Nope. And then you keep, and then they do like 7 more slaps, and both of their faces are like swollen and they're getting slapped, and you can tell they're like barely hanging on. And they go, no.
It's like
so clear that it's rocking their shit in a crazy way.
I don't understand why people, how people can survive like one hit of that. Because isn't there like a nerve like in your chin area that if you hit it correctly, like it's just a lights out knockout.
Rock'em sock'em lights out.
So why aren't they like with precision being able to hit that spot? Like, is that illegal? Like,
I don't know. You seem to know about all these points. Well,
this is why I've been growing my sideburns out. So that I can have extra padding for when Cushion, I finally go up against Will Smith.
Are you shaping those? Are you contouring those? Are you taking a razor and going?
Nope. I'm letting God frame me as he wanted to.
Jack, you know I'm coming to New York, man. You know I'm coming?
You coming to New York? Oh,
that's
my God.
Right.
Dude. You know how many fucking celebrities are here, man? I don't even give a shit.
You know I'm coming there.
When are you coming, by the way?
2 weeks.
What's the... You want to tell me the date?
Yeah, I'm coming on the 17th.
The 17th?
To the 21st.
Oops. I'll be out of town.
No, you're not.
For a couple of those days, yeah.
Where?
Chicago.
Whoa. For what?
Spoiler alert. Comedy shows.
With who? Connor?
Nope.
Sarah?
I think with, I'm going to do probably 10 minutes at Sarah's show, and then I'm probably going to book my own fucking radical punk rock fucking show at the fucking Color Club, but we'll see about that.
Playground theater.
Nah.
We should do a residency at the fucking...
Tickets.
At the playground.
A residency at the play. I wonder if anybody listening could imagine what knows what the playground theater is.
I do.
Nate, you know what this?
Huh? I've done so many shows at the playground.
I didn't do one. I never did one show at the playground theater.
You're fucking kidding me. Are you serious?
Not one.
Wow, you never got the invite, huh?
You must have not been on a house team there.
Nate.
Nate, what was yours called?
Baby Mouth.
Baby Mouth?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we lasted,
how would you describe
think,
your guys' style?
This is improv, by the way.
Thank you, dude. I've been wanting to talk about this for years, dude.
Chaotic structure? It's a chaotic structure.
Chaotic, dude. We had our organic structure, man. We were... Dude, I don't even remember. I just remember we had like a, it was like a really like tough thing when we were all like, yeah, this like isn't working out. We need to end this team. And it was like a sit down. Like,
name like one person on the team serious. That I know. Name one person.
You know a bunch of people on the team. Nick Mistad.
Shout out Nick.
Okay. Bunch wow. of there's a it was a pretty good team. It's a pretty good team.
Do you guys think that if we raced, tying it back, raced to get this done, we could bring improv back as a cultural movement within 2 months?
God, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
How? Who do we get? Because we need fucking names in there.
Sedacious. We need to link up with Dropout TV.
Chris Gethard.
Dude.
Right. Dropout TV. Yeah, we need them badly.
I would link up with like Five Gum.
Wow.
And what does that have to do with like improv?
Hate have to explain this again, but
hate have to explain this again.
Five Gum. So they had their big thing, right? But way back in the day, what was it? How crazy it is to, this is what it
feels like
to chew five
feels
gum.
Like chewing.
Oh, so right.
So that's kind of run its course until this is what it feels like to do improv with Five Gum in your mouth. And we're getting fucking Samuel L. Jackson to do a scene. We're giving Samuel
we're
Jackson
all mic'd
suggestions.
Up and you just hear like the whole time. From like 12 people.
Yeah.
Everyone on the sidelines has got a hot mic and they're all chomping on gum.
This is how it feels to sit in on a college improv team while chewing five gum.
You know what? I'm starting to, my mouth's getting all wet. I'll just put it that way, just thinking about five gum. Mm.
Is there a six gum? And does she have a sister?
You know what I have to say? Just culturally, I think gum is on the outs.
Watch your mouth.
Bro, mints are big. Gum is down. Right.
You know what I noticed is that mints have like 2 grams of sugar in them. And when I have, dude, the Altoids have like 2 grams of sugar in them. So when I have a big tin of Altoids mints, I can't help myself. I'm all day long sucking on them things,
snacking and chomping on them things
all day long if the tin's within reaching distance of me. But by the end of the day, if you were to calculate, were to calculate the amount of grams of sugar I had, it'd be like I had a damn fucking 2 Mountain Dews.
So if you had 15 Altoids, which I can do in one fucking mouthful, no problem, that's nearly 30 grams of sugar?
Exactly.
Are you serious?
Which is the same as one Diet Coke.
No, so dude.
Jesus Christ,
man. Grams.
Diet Coke has zero.
I really have three, like, I can physically and mentally feel the three, like, zones of the podcast. Like, there's zone one when we have energy. There's zone two where it's, like, we're still kind of going. I'm impressed. That's all I got to say. Anybody who can, especially, if you could filibuster.
I feel like we just go in and out of like foodie boys territory. Like it's like we're riffing. We go back to like really basic foodie boys style conversation about broccoli and different types of.
I am rocking
haircuts.
Here's what I like. Steamed broccoli, pero cold, with a little bit of that vinegar on there, whatever. With a little sesame seed.
Oh,
snack on that cold ass steamed broccoli.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I believe you. No reason not to. I'm looking at two cups of coffee, both of them with a little bit of mold growing on them.
Jack, clean them up now. Respect yourself.
Post your office in male living spaces, the subreddit.
Here, I'm going to take a couple pictures right now and then show them and see what you guys think I'm living goodly, like, fuck.
I was watching a stream of Kanye West in his office in Japan.
Now, and
there's a streamer. I think it was recent, or maybe it was like posted recently. I don't know how I think he is in Japan right now, so I think it is recent. But there's like, it's in like a warehouse. And he's basically designing like furniture, and he has these things called Jeromes, and they're like, I don't even know how to describe them, but they're basically like a shelf with a pocket inside of it. It's like a kangaroo pouch, but like a wooden structure, basically a large wooden structure. That's the only way I could describe it. And you like put your phone in this pouch that's like, you know, maybe 7 foot tall.
He's
like, this is gonna change the living. And then, yeah, at one point, I don't know if I misheard him, but he was like, and then this is the bath area, and the whole room floods with water instead what? Of like. Cool. He's like That's designing cool. like a different style of bathroom. He's like the whole room floods with water, and then it.
I'm like, fucking down is, for a you know, new bathroom. We've had the same style of bathroom for seems like decades, nearly centuries. Right.
All right, you guys ready for MTV Cribs?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yo, so this is where the magic happens here. We got the motherfucking Gatorade trash bag. We got the mother trucking deodorant. You already know the vibes. Okay, and yeah, Damn. This is, you're wondering, what's it like to be a podcasting with the wire wrapped around your microphone? Yep, I already got the bag over there, some stuff over here. Okay, deodorant, wires, bag, pretty cool. Then you come over this way. Am I scrolling the right way? Nope. go this way. You already know I got the piano right next to me just in case anything's going to go down, and that there too. And then in case I got to go, I got the suitcase on me because and the brown paper. Because what if you got to wrap something in brown paper? That's why I keep that all that brown paper right there.
Smart.
Yeah, thank you. My dresser's broken, but we'll work on that. Then don't forget the Four Loko on top of the where my the structure from my aunt who just died. Then you already realize that we got this too in case that happens. Uh-huh. That's what it's like.
Wow.
If I had children, they would be removing me from my home, cleaning it for me, giving me a week-long vacation.
When you have children, Jack, I know you're going to step up, man. Step, whatever that means, you're going to step up.
Yeah. Nothing changes a person for the better like having kids.
Having a baby. Damn.
I would love to step up.
If you have an addiction of any kind, have a child now.
Do you guys think that we all need to step the fuck up in our lives right
as
now?
As men?
Step up as men?
If you want to step up. You know that song?
No.
No, but it sounds amazing.
But I think I need to listen to it because I need to step up right fucking now.
How would you step up? What areas of your life do you feel you have staircases in front of you in?
Shit. I'm surrounded by fucking staircases. I know I'm at the bottom of one of them. Crazy. There's like 15 of them all around me.
Mental staircases.
And yet I look down and there's many stairs behind me too. That's what's important to remember.
You're on the 11th floor of a 7,000 floor building.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Well, Nate, what gave you, can you find anything that gave you joy?
Wow. I rewatched Ratatouille last night, and I mean what a beautiful movie.
What'd you put that on for?
Just a fun little movie night.
Jane, which one of your nephews was over?
Jane was like, I want to watch a Pixar movie, and we downloaded Ratatouille. I mean, just a classic movie that just hits on all fronts. Humor, emotion, food. It's got it all. Familial relationships.
It's hard to beat. Growing. It's hard to fucking beat.
That's about a mouse.
It's about a mouse that is a chef. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Italiano?
I told you about that Q&A that I went to for You Must Remember This. It's a podcast about old Hollywood with Karina Longworth. And she was doing the Q&A. She was doing a Q&A to celebrate like 10 years of the podcast or whatever. They showed a movie beforehand. And Patton Oswalt was the Q&A host. And so many of the questions from the audience were just to Patton Oswalt. And one of the questions was this guy raised his hand and he's like, first off, let me just say this. As a major fan of Ratatouille, it's a little weird to hear Ratatouille swearing on stage and saying the F word.
That's sweet.
And then another guy was like, hey guys, like this is more directed for Patton, but like both of you guys can answer. I'm 33 years old and everyone is telling me to stop pursuing. He's like, everyone in my life is telling me to stop pursuing like directing and like acting and being in the entertainment industry.
That was me, Eric. That was me, by the way. You don't have to shield me.
But they had to be like, yeah, keep going, man, and you'll figure it. It was like, so I couldn't. It was crazy.
Q&As are brutal, man. If you open it up to the audience, you don't want the people that are raising their hands, you don't want them asking the questions. I think it should be ask a question. Those people raise their hands. All right, now I know who not to pick on. Let's pick on the person next with their hands down, because I bet they have a fucking crazy question.
Oh yeah.
And I also, speaking of public things like that, I want to say a lot of people are fucking accusing me of being the guy jerking off at the System of a Down concert in New York in public. That was not me.
I was worried.
I do think that happened. People are literally saying that. And I'm saying it wasn't in public because I was wearing this, which makes me in private. That makes me inside of a house. And you can jerk off. It's a safe zone right here. This is a public jerk off suit because, you know what I'm saying?
My own fucking residence, my domicile.
Yeah.
Jack, what brought you joy, man?
That's going to be simple. What is it? It was, I was giving myself a haircut and I dropped my glasses in the toilet. Are you kidding me?
Made you laugh. Just a funny moment.
Dark. Well, there's dark. All this hair in there, and then my glasses go in there, and then.
That is. Can't
imagine that.
Seeing the hair in the toilet, yuck, nasty.
Oh, and then you can't even see it because your glasses are in there, and then just, well, I could see. But that was pretty funny, yeah. Because I'm thinking, oh, I shouldn't be cutting my hair. This is a bad idea. And the glasses go. At this point, I'm literally thinking, am I in the Truman Show, except instead of evil people up there, it's fucking, you know, Judd Apatow, Josh Safdie, and Lars von Trier, and Baz Luhrmann, all collaborating on my crazy-ass life.
Collaborating. Wow. What possible. Else? I mean, it's very possible. Okay, I'll give my joy. We have been watching a show called Free Ren. Free Ren. It's an anime about an elf. And basically, the show starts with her ending like a 10-year-long Lord of the Rings style journey with her friends who are humans. They just slay this demon king. And then they get back to the town. They're like, oh, I guess we're going to live the rest of our lives now. And she's like, okay, I'm going to go do some shit. I'll see you in a while. She comes back 50 years later. She hasn't aged a day. They're all dying, kind of. And she starts to, the show's about her processing the span of a human lifetime and how sad.
I see she has a spellcasting stick.
Oh, yeah. She is a fucking spellcasting stick. That's for sure.
Well, that's fucking intense.
Well, it's really good. It's sweet. Okay, guys, I have to go. But once again, just like good to fucking see you and shout out.
I have to go. The fucking podcast is over, Eric.
No, I know. I'm saying
I have
to go.
I have to go.
No, I have to go. So, all right.
I have to go too, dude. I'm very important.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.